Good afternoon, KCTA listeners. This week for our community spotlight, I'm interviewing Michelle Lopez from Spalding. Spalding is an adoption agency, right?
Yes, it's Spalding for Children. We're an adoption agency who seek families who want to adopt children who are in the foster care system and legally free.
Oh, that's great. So tell me a little bit more about Spalding. Do you only work with adoptions or foster care? Or
yes, we are strictly an adoption agency. We specialize in older children, 6 years and older, and sibling groups. However, sometimes you are able to adopt children younger than six. It just depends on what's available and what's a good match for the family and what the state broadcasts.
Okay. And in our community, do you see a strong need for adoption or people to adopt children?
Yes, there's a very strong need. In the state of Texas, there's approximately over 6,000 children available to be adoption who are in foster care. We don't have that many adoptive families. And here locally, I believe there's at least over 700. And out of that, maybe about 300 or 400 are available for adoption. So yes, there's a need, a great need to adopt children who deserve a loving family.
Oh, absolutely. So your agency specializes in the sibling adoptions. I guess people don't really understand adoption. I know even myself, I don't that much. Can you kind of give our listeners more of an insight of the steps to adopt a child? What's the process like?
Well, the process is you have to be at least 21 years of age or older. If you're married, you have to be married at least for 2 years. If you're divorced, at least divorced for 1 year. There is a background check with FBI prints. We also provide training, and then there's also a home study.
And how long does that last?
It just depends on how how quickly the family provides the information. So it can take anywhere typically from 3 months to get you completely certified up to 6 months. Just depends on how we're going.
Okay, so the class itself takes...
Well, the classes, there's numerous training classes. So that class, I usually schedule that. You don't start your training until after everything is approved from your application. Mm-hmm. And then after that, then we start the training process. I've had families, you know, where we could do training within a month or two. It just depends on the workload and also on how the family is progressing with providing all the information and participating in the training.
Okay, so I mean, how long are the classes?
Some are online they do, and some are on the email. And we do have a face-to-face training. Typically, I do that I'm pretty flexible, so I work with families. But there is a 16-hour pre-service training that we do, and then there's also behavioral management training that we do. That's 8 hours. Those are face-to-face. There's also other face-to-face trainings that we do, but they're not as long. But we do get them done. So typically, in a weekend, we will do the face-to-face trainings. And then, of course, you know, over the phone or together, we'll manage all the other trainings.
Okay. So it's not too bad to do it. You know, it's a little bit of a process, but.
Yeah, it's a process. A lot of people think adopting is quick, and it's not. It's a process. It takes time. You have families who've been thinking about adoption for a long time, and that's good because it is a lifetime decision. So it's not something that's going to be quick.
Yeah,
After you do your training, then we do our home study process. And our home study process just depends on the family, how much information there is, what information is provided, and what we're doing. But once after you are certified and you have your certified home study, then that's when your matching process begins. So it is a process. I've had families wait over 2 years to be matched with a family with children. Mm-hmm. And then I've had families wait after home studies a month to be matched. It just depends on what they're approved for and what they're willing to, what type of behaviors and mm-hmm. what type of, how many children that they're able to manage.
Oh yeah. And it should be a little bit of a process. Like you said, it is a lifetime commitment. So
right. And these children do come with past abuse, neglect, and history. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, it's challenging. So it takes more than love. It takes a lot of patience and consistency. Mm-hmm. And so it is a process. I just want families to know that a lot of families go through it. There are a lot of success stories.
Can you share one of those with us?
Sure. I had 17-year-olds who've been adopted right before their 18th birthday. A lot of times when families come up to me, they have an idea about, we would love to adopt children, but we're wanting like from 0 to 8 years old or 0 to 12 years old. And when we once you become certified, a certified adopted parent, you can attend match events. And when families start to meet the children who are available to be adopted, sometimes they click with children that are older than what they expected. In this case, you know, this particular family wanted 0 to 12, but at a match event, they just connected with a 17-year-old, and she connected with them. So they ended up adopting her. And so now she has a forever family, which is wonderful. But that happens a lot. Sometimes I have families who are a little bit afraid to adopt older kids.
Yeah.
They think the younger is easier. And actually, it could go either way.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because the younger kids, they don't have the verbal skills to tell you how they're feeling. So they're going to behave. They're going to act out negatively to express their feelings. Mm-hmm. So that can be challenging as well.
Oh, so. Yeah. But older kids need the love too, for sure.
Yes, they do. I know. You know, if you think about it, you know, a lot of us were over the age of 18 and we still contact our family when we need help.
Yeah.
These children, when they turn 18, they age out of the system and they're on their own and they have no one there. So what I like about our agency is that we specialize in older children, where we seek families who are willing to adopt older children, at least 6 years old and older, mm-hmm. And sibling groups. So I'm happy to say that I've had quite a few 17-year-old children adopted, which is really great because it doesn't matter how old they are. We all need someone in our lives, someone who's committed to us forever, mm-hmm. no matter how old we are.
Those parents are pretty amazing, too.
They are. They're truly heaven sent.
Do you have any stories about maybe sibling groups that have been adopted together?
Yes, I've had sibling groups up to 4 children. Being adopted together. Yes, it was a family that they wanted a large family, and the children were actually residing in 2 different foster homes because there wasn't a foster home that could take all 4. They had not been together, living together for at least 2 years they went into their adoptive placement. So, of course, that was an adjustment, having all of them, and their ages were 3, 4, 8, and 12. And
wow.
And they really adjusted very well. The family was wonderful. The children were wonderful. Of course, there's challenges, but they've become a true family, and they're doing extremely well. And they finalized their adoption about a couple of years ago, and I still get pics from them and how well they're doing. And it's wonderful to see the family grow.
Absolutely. And I can't imagine just how happy those kids are to be all together again, too.
Yes, yes. And that's what we like, too. I mean, siblings are important. And
oh, for sure.
We don't like to separate them. And so we try to keep siblings together. It's scary because, you know, you do have families who want big families. But then, you know, having to go from no kids to 4 kids, that's quite a bit. Even going from no kids to 1 kid is a lot. So we try to prepare our families as much as we can to help them and provide them the support that they need.
And this is also a good thing for couples that might not be able to have children of their own.
Yes, yes. Yes, it can be. Yes, but most importantly, you know, there's a lot of wonderful families out there, but we seek families who are truly committed and who mm-hmm. truly, because, you know, like I said, these children do have some past abuse and neglect history, so it is challenging, not to say that they can overcome them. Like I said, there's a lot of success stories in that, but they do need someone, they do need families who are going to be patient and mm-hmm. committed, no matter what, to them.
Can single people adopt, too?
Yes, single parents can adopt, yes.
Okay, I was wondering about that. That's good to know, too.
Yes.
So I realize there's got to be some sort of incentives to adopt. Can you tell?
Yes, the state of Texas have incentives to adopt children who are in the foster care system. If the children are age 2 years old, part of a minority group or part of a sibling group, they qualify for monthly subsidy, meaning that they will get at least $400 a month per child up until the child is 18. And that's just funds just sent to you every month. And you can mm-hmm. use that for, you know, for whatever you want, to provide the needs of your family, to save it for their college, whatever you decide is best for the family. Also, the children will come with Medicaid up until the age 18. And so they'll have their insurance coverage. When it comes time to finalize your adoption, you don't even have to come up with legal fees, because we will refer you to attorneys who will directly bill the state. So you don't even have to worry about legal fees at all.
Wow.
And when the children turn 18, they get their college tuition exempt to any Texas State University. So they can go to UT, they can go to Texas Tech, A&M, any Texas university, just not private schools like Baylor or Rice or St. Mary's. But they will get their tuition exempt.
That's great.
That is. And that can also work for a certification or a vocational training if they're not four-year bound. If they're four-year bound, it covers their bachelor's, master's, PhD. If they want to go to medical school, law school, it will cover them all the way.
Wow.
Yes, and there is an adoption tax credit that they're eligible for as well.
That's great. So there's a lot of you know things to help make it not seem so scary, I guess. I mean, especially the thought of not having to pay for college is pretty incredible. Yeah.
Yes.
So
that
wow.
does help.
So these kids just need families, and they can just have the most incredible lives.
Yes, and they are children who have incredible lives. Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you give our listeners a little bit of information real quick about the post-adoption services that you offer?
Yes. Once after the adoption has been finalized, then there is post-adopt services that is there to provide you support as far as respite care, any hospitalizations if that should occur, therapy, up until the child is 18. So once we are legally dismissed from after supervising you 6 months, once you've been matched and placed, you're not completely still left alone, but you know, you can always opt, and that's a voluntary effort on your part. If you want to utilize post-adopt services, it's there for you.
Okay, but if they don't want to, they can choose to just kind of opt out and just kind of mm-hmm. go about their own thing mm-hmm. if
yes.
they want. Okay,
yes.
But it's nice to have that support there if they
yes,
need it.
Yes, it's nice. And also there's support groups too for post-adopt mm-hmm. services. So, I mean, it's always good to have that support. And so we also try to connect you with support systems so that when you are your family and everybody's legally dismissed, you still have an outlet and you still have people there that can help you.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, because yeah. these children, you know, they're not going to heal in a day. You know, it's
yeah.
going to take time.
Lots of love, for sure.
Yes.
Well, how can our listeners get into contact with you if they decide, you know, maybe they pray about this, obviously, and decide they do want to go about this route and adopt a child? What do they need to do?
We have a website. It's www.spaldingforchildren.org. And on there, you can click on South Texas. They'll see Houston. Houston does foster to adopt, but here in South Texas, it's strictly adoption. They can send me an email or contact me from that website. My office number is also 361-850-8200. Just please leave me a message, because I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you can always
working
answer.
With everyone. So uh-huh. just leave me a message and I get back with you. And also, one thing about our agency is that we don't have any fees. So there's no adoption fees that you have to worry about.
So it's basically just you don't have to pay anything, and you can go
right
give a child a loving home.
Yes. And I think the only things you really have to pay for is like your FBI printing and your CPR. And when it comes time to pre-placement, but there's no direct fees for the adoption.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, if you find it in your hearts to adopt a child, please get in contact with Michelle from Spalding. Thank you so much for coming today, Michelle.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
And thank you for what you do. That's really incredible.
I've been blessed. I love my job.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Community Spotlight, where I spotlighted Spalding Adoption Agency and interviewed Michelle Lopez. If you have an organization you'd like to spotlight, please send me an email at kctapsa@yahoo.com. That's kctapsa@yahoo.com. Or call 882-7711.